This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
I fucking love Barry. I love you. I love Blanderson Hooper. And I fucking love this team. I love this goddamn team, Barry. What up, Knicks fans? What is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day.
I love this team too.
Yes. Yes!
This fucking team. This fucking team. Oh, fuck.
Oh, DJ.
fuck.
Clean up after yourself. And what is up, Blanderson Hooper?
Good day to you, Craig.
Jalen Brunson, guys, goes down. He's missing for an entire fucking quarter. I finally realize that the last two times this has happened, I went and got this Knicks hat, put it on my head, and Jalen came back. And what happened tonight? I went up from my basement, said, I gotta get that hat on. Where is he? I get the fucking hat on, and then I start seeing tweets from Fred Katz that he is like Willis Reed, come back from the dead, out of the tunnel, onto the court to MVP chance. And then he carries this Knicks team in the second half. This was just all heart. Grit, guts, and heart, Barry. To Jalen win Brunson, game 2 against Indiana.
What a warrior Jalen Brunson is, man. Just a fucking warrior. Unreal. I mean, OG, what he did before he got hurt, you know, realizing he had to step up and, you know, putting up the points. He had the 28 points he finished with before he got injured. But just in a game riddled with injuries, taking Brunson out, like you said, for over a quarter, taking OG out for over a quarter, and we know how much we needed OG for his defense in all these fourth quarters of all these close games, not having him, and the way this team pulled together, came through. I mean, this was such an inspiring win for a fan base that already was madly in love with this team before for all the same reasons, just time and time again. So inspiring, this win, that they were able to pull this game out. Because if they didn't pull it out, you would have had so many excuses to point to. But no. And this is a Pacers team that looked really good in the first half on both ends of the floor. Really solid.
They scored 73 points.
It was a Brunson-less Knicks that they were dealing with for one of those quarters, but it doesn't matter. They looked really good, really sound. A lot of big-time performances. But the Knicks, again, like they do to every team they face, they out-hustle and outwork you.
Mm. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports.
It's a good
this
segue.
Season. From MLB, golf, the NBA, and NHL playoffs. Barry, keep that fucking energy. That's like Jalen Brunson versus TJ McConnell energy right there.
Yes.
All the latest odds, stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. You can get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. BLEAV for that 50% welcome bonus. And we didn't even mention Mitchell Robinson. So we lose Mitchell Robinson leading up to this game. Mm-hmm. And then we think we lose Jalen Brunson. I mean, I literally went upstairs to my kids because during halftime, my plan was to help put the kids to bed. And so I'm telling everyone, I go upstairs, I tell my puppy, I say, hey, Brunson, Jalen Brunson's done, I think. I think we're done. I go and tell my son, hey, bud, we're losing. I think Brunson got hurt. I don't know if he's coming back. I tell my daughter. I ask my daughter, what? I need some advice. Jalen Brunson might be done for the year. This was at halftime.
Yeah, because we weren't even getting any word.
And I had my Nick hat on, by the way, at this point. Right, no word. And my daughter, I said, I need some advice, daughter. She's 7. She told me I should go to MSG and play in place of him.
That's what she said.
Pretty stupid advice, but
it's cute. It's cute, though.
It was fucking cute. But oh my God. But to come back, we know Mitch. OG fucking strains his thigh or whatever the fuck he did. Hopefully he's back the next game.
Sore left.
Just what a fucking effort. What a fucking effort. Though then they and again, once again, late in the fourth, Jalen helped take over. The offensive rebounding came through. Carlisle's throwing a fit. I don't even know. He was throwing a fit because they didn't award Isaiah Hartenstein a double dribble, even though he dribbled the whole time with one fucking hand. How do you do a double dribble with one hand, Blandy? Is that possible?
I don't know.
No, now, that's why they reversed it.
I was wondering, is that a reviewable call? Because clearly they didn't review it. They just got together and talked about it and they overturned the call. They didn't go
I think what pissed off Indiana was the fact of that kicked ball call. Because it was a similar situation. He didn't kick the ball. They called it. They could have gotten together, apparently reversed if they did that with this. I think that was probably what set them off. You know, again, feeling wasn't fair. Aside from that, and again, they ended up getting that call right in tonight's game. I mean, I thought the refs did a much better job. We didn't have all these controversial calls in this game like
and
we did
I
last
was expecting,
game. They cleaned that up.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I was expecting things to tilt Indiana's way in terms of the calls because of, you know, overcompensation from what happened in the first game.
As did I. I felt that a little bit at the beginning of the game.
It didn't seem like
on a couple
really
of calls,
happened.
But yeah. Yeah. But Jalen Brunson, I mean, he finished with 29 points, 61% from the field, 50% from three, just super efficient again, and basically on one foot. I mean, what this guy's been continuing to show is unreal.
And he did not get his fifth straight 40-point game, but he showed me more in this fucking game. And
exactly.
Not like we didn't know he had this. Like, when he wasn't coming back, you were like, I can't believe he's not coming back. But if he does come back, you knew. You know, he's got the biggest heart in the fucking world. You knew he'd come through for them. But he showed more tonight coming back in that third. You could tell he wasn't okay. He changed his game. He's changing the way he was playing because of it. You know, we had big games from OG, Dante, 28 points, OG, 28 points, Jalen, 29, 19 for Hart. Dude, Hart had 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists.
And Hartenstein, bro, 14 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists.
8 assists, unbelievable.
Yeah. Huge big time game, you know, when
data.
They needed him most. He only ended up with one foul. You know, knowing how important he is to this team, especially now, you know, with Robinson not being out there.
Even Precious had some good, you know, some good moments. What did he score? Six, eight, somewhere
yeah, he had some
there?
Big yeah,
eight,
dunks.
8 points from Precious.
Good offensive rebounding. Good.
I'm very surprised. I know that during the game, I think it was Van Gundy kept saying it, but I'm surprised that TJ McConnell didn't play more of the fourth quarter because, like, he was really, really physical with Brunson. Overly physical, I thought. I thought he was getting away with a little bit, and Brunson took exception to a couple of those things there. But I'm surprised that McConnell was not in there down the stretch because Andrew Nembhard clearly could not control him.
He was pretty amazing. Battle. Yeah, I mean, McConnell ends up with a double-double and somehow doesn't even pick up one single foul, even though he was draped on Brunson the entire game. Yeah.
I mean, he was fouling the shit out of him, but he did not get called for one foul.
I don't like that guy. He's a dick. But he was arguing with somebody, fans behind the scores table. Then he was arguing with fans later on that were underneath the basket by their bench.
This is a series that's going to just pick up intensity, pick up steam, you know, assuming, you know, Indiana, you know, grabs a win in Indy, which maybe they don't, you know, the way this Knicks team's pulling together. We're going to have to see, of course, what's going to happen with OG. You know, is he ruled out for next game or not? How is Brunson going to be when he wakes up tomorrow? So these are all things that are going to play into it. But just from game one to game two, you saw the intensity, the way it picked up. You saw a little bit of chippiness, like you were just saying. You know, but again, I mean, another intense game. The Knicks squeak out. They put up that stat. You know, the Knicks going, you know, up through tonight, 5-1 in clutch games down the stretch that they've been able to win.
Unbelievable. Let's just some voicemails. We got a couple voicemails we had come in after this game, so that'll be fun to listen to. And we got one voicemail from someone who we've been missing for quite a while.
Oh.
Who on the last show we asked where they were. So that'll be fun. That was this morning, so we'll listen to that later just to hear back from them.
All right, here we go.
54 years to the day from when Willis emerged from the locker room. Jalen Brunson goes down. The Knicks fans stop breathing. MSG stops breathing. What happens in the beginning of the second half? He returns. He returns a Brunson motherfucking burner. And you know what? This team, you cannot kill this team. This team is Shang Tsung. We are snatching the souls out of these Pacers. They fucking thought they had it. They're done. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I said it was over before it started. We're up 2-0. Going back to Indy. Fuck Reggie Miller. Stick a cortisone shot in OG's thigh. Bring him back Friday. Let's fucking go.
All right.
Love it. Dan feeling it. That's Dan. Guys,
okay.
Dan calling in a lot. Do you think DJ is going to call in today?
I don't know.
DJ keeps just missing the show. Always right after we drop it, and then the next day DJ's like, "What happened? Why didn't you play it? Just a few minutes too late." Well, who's up next, Blandy?
All right. Well, let's see.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Murder Jim. God, fuck Indiana, those fucking fake motherfuckers. Also, I've had enough of fucking TJ McConnell. I'm glad they didn't play that guy in the end. That guy's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller, also a dick. Fuck him. And also, I've had enough of Stan Van Gundy, too. Why don't all of them just shut the fuck up? Fucking two down. Two more. Ugh.
Is that it?
That's it.
Murder Jim. So we've gotten two calls from Murder Jim, at least two this postseason. I think both calls have come after wins, and he sounds so fucking miserable. And he was saying it last time, like, he can't take it. This sucks. It's it's so painful to watch these games. He's not enjoying this at all.
Oh, relax with us.
McConnell's Murder getting Jim. Under his skin. Reggie Miller's ruining it for him.
Well, maybe Craig, maybe you need to start messaging him during each game.
Should I start every 10
minutes just saying, relax?
No.
So every right, I had it going tonight, even though Barry, we were running late for the game. I started in the second half doing relax every timeout. And then towards the end, it auto typed read for me. And I freaked out thinking we were going to lose the game because of it. I quickly edited it to relax, but I was still like, I don't know. Does that count as me typing relax? I sent read. I've only been sending relax the whole game. Relax.
We got through it.
It worked out. By the way, I don't know how long we can keep this going with this team. I feel like eventually this is going to run out of steam. Right, Barry? But as long as we can make it last, we will make it last.
So what specifically are you talking about? Are you talking about this team winning games? Are you talking about this team being able to play like just six or seven guys a game?
It all. Like these guys, they're hanging on by a thread. Because now, like the last series, okay, like Mitch is running around hobbled, right? We lose Bogey. Okay, and now come into this series, we've got Mitch. Mitch is gone. And now Jalen hurts his foot. He's going to be playing hobbled around. OG is going to be limping when he comes back. We're just, like, someone's tweeted out a few times that this Tibbs team is just going to go until the wheels fall off. And right now, it's like our wheels are loose. We're staying on the road. But at some point, I hope it's not true, but at some point, we're going to get demolished.
If that point is in the Eastern Conference Finals,
you can live with that.
Yes, I can live with that.
Right, let's get there.
To think if we could get to the Eastern Conference Finals with all of these injuries, I mean, that'd be huge.
That would be really huge. Better or as good as any Knicks fan would have hoped for. You know, what kind of sucks is, you know, sometimes when you're changing cities, you're going back to the other team's city, you have a couple extra days. They only have one day of rest. I mean, the next game's Friday night, which kind of sucks for them. They could have used, you know, 2 days of rest.
Well, what a night.
Turnaround.
Okay, let's hear the surprise guest, Blandy.
Okay.
This is voicemail 3. It came in this morning.
Hey, guys. I'm here. A.K.A.
Ah!
Abu Seki.
There he is. He's AKA alive.
From the new days. A.K.A. Rookie of the Year. Hey, guys. I'm sorry I haven't called lately. I've been listening to all the shows, so I'm not dead. Don't worry. I knew like now that there was going to be daydreaming my voice everywhere. I would be calling more often. I'm ecstatic about team Gornick. And hey guys, keep a good job. I try to call more often. I'm very conscious about my voice on the program. I just don't like it. But apparently Barry loved it. He's thinking of me. So I call more often. I don't know, guys. I'm really happy with the team. I'm worried. Like, we have zero rotation, no bench players. Everyone's playing over 40 minutes. I mean, what are we going to do with Miles Turner? And even if we pass this round, we have no chance with Boston. But anyway, but for later. Love you guys. Keep a good job. It's a hard next life.
Did Abu Shaki say he's self-conscious about his voice?
Yes.
We love your voice, Abu Shaki.
Yeah, it's not just me. We all love it.
Yeah, we love your calls. Come on. Of all the accents that call into this show, yours is my favorite. It's not Blandy's. We know that. But it is mine. And Barry's.
I never said anything.
By the way, did we say how many minutes Josh Hart played tonight?
The Brits.
All the minutes. He played all of the minutes.
All of the minutes.
He played all of the minutes? Oh, my God.
All of the minutes.
By the way, Precious Achiuwa, 28 minutes off the bench tonight.
Well, I mean, between Mitchell Robinson's absence and OG Anunoby's injury,
I don't know. I thought Tibbs was thinking about playing four at one point. Just roll with four on the court. Can you do that?
Hey, and Alec Burks got in there for 44 seconds, huh?
Yeah, 0 for 1.
Took a horrible shot.
Took
at the end
last
of the half.
Shot.
Dude, what are you doing? Come on.
I feel like that was when depression was really sinking in. Like, this might be it. this might be the fucking season. All right, well, that's going to do it for the show today, guys.
That's what healed Brunson's foot. Brunson looked up the monitor and saw Alec Burks. He's so? Like, nope, I'm going in. I'm going back in. He was ready to call it quits.
Let's all go to sleep tonight and pray to whatever we all believe
God
in.
You pray
Let's
to.
Pray for Jalen to be okay tomorrow. Let's pray that he didn't just battle through and then we're going to get some fucking report in the morning. Let's pray for OG. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's fucking pray. Can Julius come back at some point? Is that possible?
Can we get some... Do you want to pray? Because we could do some...
Oh.
Get some of that going.
Read us, Craig. I don't know. I'm not going to... What? I'm not. This is not my religion. I don't know what I'm doing. Blandy, why don't you lead us with this? How would this go? You got to get pretty animated.
How would this go?
I'm not even going there. I'm not going to pretend to pray.
This is certainly not any... This is no Catholic church, that's for sure.
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't be doing any impression of praying to this
church. I know. I'm just playing the music.
Well, let's do our own version of it.
What about...
Amen.
How about this?
Jalen, please. Please be okay tomorrow. Okay? We're all thinking of you. I'm going to go to sleep thinking of you. I'll wear my Knicks hat all night long until I know that you wake up in the morning well and good. It's okay if your foot's a little sore. Just please do not be any more fucked up than that. Barry, do you want to say anything?
This one goes out to OG's Hammy.
Oh. You want me to play the music again?
You should play fucking something, Lanny. Why'd you turn it off?
Because it stopped.
There you go. OG's Hammy.
OG's Hammy. That left Hammy. Whatever you got to do. You got to use that little machine that bounces back and forth and puts pressure on that leg.
Yes, yes.
You got to get a masseuse in there. Rub it that deep. Maybe get some Icy Hot on there. You gotta soak it in the ice tub, the ice
right
bath.
Now for OG. I'm rubbing it for OG.
Amen. You're one of seven. You're a special OG. Thibodeau believes in you. He trusts you. We believe in you. We trust you. We need you. Get back out there on the court in Indiana on Friday night.
Goddamn right.
Don't let all those haters out there in the Twitterverse be right. So they'll go right back there calling you soft. We don't want that.
Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Amen.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.